Dear freshmen, this is how to keep friends. Hey, freshies, welcome back to another episode of Dear Freshmen. I know it's been a hot minute since the last one. I've just been super busy with finals in the last week and a half. I would like to congratulate all of you for completing your first ever freshman year midterms. I hope it went well. If not, it's okay. We've all been there. You can always make up for it on your finals. At least that's what I like to tell myself. At least it's not my final. This episode, I want to touch on navigating friendships. Maintaining and losing friendships are some natural experiences I feel that all students go through during their time in college. I think this is one of the many things that I really wasn't aware of as I was coming into college, how much relationships can be affected as you're transitioning into your college life and there's changes in your environment and your schedule and personal growth. When it comes to maintaining friendships, it's not something that we can take a class on or where you're ever taught. And this is one of the very many things that I feel I never really stressed about when it came to how to maintain friendships. So I just want to share some of my takes and tips on the elements that factor into maintaining friendships that are very important and I feel like wouldn't just work for me but would also work for you or for other people. First one being communication is key. Communication is the key for pretty much everything in life. Staying in touch with your friends in high school, or if you moved out of your hometown, stay in touch with your hometown friends. You don't have to talk to them every day, but some check-ins from time to time, just checking in and seeing how they're doing. If they're also going to college, ask them how they're adjusting to their college life. If they're not, just ask them how they are in general and, you know, check in, have some small talk. If you're going home for the weekend, it's also a good idea to hit them up and just hang out for that weekend to keep that communication and friendship line going. The second important factor is quality over quantity. I think it's not stressed enough how big of a deal this element is when it comes to friendships in general. It's easy to get caught up in meeting new people, but definitely focus on cultivating deeper and meaningful friendships rather than trying to maintain a huge social circle. You should always feel like you can confidently be yourself around your new circle of friends, whether that's big or small. You know you found the right people when you don't feel stupid. Billie Eilish quote. Another big thing when it comes to friendships in college is being open to change. College is a time of growth. Some friendships might evolve and that's okay. Be open to friends changing their interests or priorities and find new ways to connect to other people and build on other friendships. Of course, I'm not telling you to change yourself in order to fit in, but be more accepting and be more open to the new types of people that are around you. Setting boundaries is also another important factor to take in when maintaining friendships, especially when you have a very close, tight-knit friendship from back home and you've gone your separate ways into different colleges. Respect each other's space and time. College schedules can be hectic, so understanding that friends may not always be available is important for a healthy dynamic, especially if your other friend goes to another college that might be hours away. Keep in mind that their schedule is probably just as hectic as yours is. Lastly, if you don't know how to make friends, getting involved is the best way to get in touch or find new friendships throughout campus. Join clubs, study groups, or social events that are always held on campus. It's an easy way to build a network of supportive friendships. Social events that you go to on campus are where you could meet people who are similar to you. When it comes to losing friendships, I think it's a topic that not a lot of us are aware of because it's not something that just happens every day, but it does happen. And I think the best policy to keep in mind is to understand that it's normal. Not all high school friendships will survive the transition to college, and that's a natural part of growing in life. It's common to drift apart as lives change, you or your friends. You've most likely already gone through this, to be honest. You might not even talk to your middle school best friend as you went through high school, and that's a very similar thing that could happen from the transition from high school to college. Don't burn bridges. If you notice that a friendship is fading, let it happen naturally instead of cutting ties dramatically. Your paths might cross again and you don't know it yet, in the future. Acknowledge the emotional impact. Losing friendships can be tough. Allow yourself to grieve and process the loss. It's not being dramatic, but a friendship is also a relationship in some form. So give yourself the space and time to heal from that friendship, especially if it's one that had a long run. You definitely have a lot of memories with those, good or bad. Give yourself time to move on and focus on the new friendships that are flourishing around you. Lastly, every relationship offers something valuable. Take time to reflect on what that friendship taught you. It could be communication skills, a sense of empathy, or your shared experiences. So just think about what you've learned from that friendship, and instead of it being a negative impact in your life, let it be something that allows you to grow personally. That pretty much wraps up this very short episode. I hope you all gained some insights and tips that I have shared with you all for any problems regarding friendships that may arise in your future college life. I hope your first semester is going well. If it's not, you have 7 other semesters, so it's gonna be okay. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dear Freshman. This is your host, Abijah Marcel Dalian. This podcast is produced by Student Media, a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view.